This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. The Community Foundation of Macon County is an organization doing amazing things. You can go to their website at MaconCountyGives.org. Natalie Beck joins us. Welcome back. Did you get some time away?
Yeah, we did. We went to Galena, took four of our oldest grandchildren. It was a wonderful getaway. So
good. Yeah. Good to get back to nature a little bit. All right, tell me what's going on. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're bringing back, as you were talking about earlier in the show today, how important it is to be involved locally in helping our community. So Bruce Nims leads a course that's through the foundation called Board Governance. He's led over 30 of these. He's very well known in the communities with the Tabor School business at Milliken. And we're going to bring that class back in person, just 10 people, and that's going to start in November. So really an opportunity for people that want to get involved, particularly in helping the nonprofits in our community as they come back, try to come back. Some of them are still closed because of COVID. It's a way to learn how do you get involved with boards, what are they like, and, you know, maybe find a good fit for people that want to help.
Yeah, Bruce has got an amazing mind. I was like, it's the complete opposite of my mind. I mean, literally. And so we served together on the Parks Foundation. I really treasure him. The community has no idea how much better off we are as a community because of all of his years of service.
You know, and he volunteers for this. It's his passion. He really is. When you talk about those people out there that lift other people up, no hidden agenda, that's Bruce, right? And all of his expertise. And this is a great class. It meets three nights. And, you know, I just can't recommend it enough for people if they think, well, you know, how come I've never been asked to be on a board? Well, this is that way to network, way to matchmake, and he'll help you find the board that's right for you to be on. And he'll also empower you and give you all the knowledge you need to know what the heck does a board do.
Yep. And this is when we talk about giving your time, your treasure, your talent, right? And so there's so many different ways to give. Got to tell you, I wasn't able to go. I was self-quarantined for the food box distribution day last Saturday. But your Young Leaders in Action, I was following them on social media. What a fantastic group of kids.
You know, they are, and they just continue to get it done. And, you know, they're looking now at their fourth quarter, and really, I don't know. You know, I know they know that COVID's going on because so many of them are out of school, but they are going to be doing a Thanksgiving meal this year at First Baptist, going to serve over 300 people in need on November 21st. They're bell ringing on December 5th. They've got two locations they're taking for that entire day. So just, you know, they're like, what can we do? And then they do it.
No, they're fantastic and very inspiring. All right, talk to me a little bit about year-end charitable giving. There's some deadlines. You know, people get confused by this. Tax laws change. What's the best way for people to talk to you guys about that potential gift?
Well, so obviously to either work through their stockbroker or investment advisor or call us at 429-3000. We do have all the year-end deadlines up on our website. And isn't that, I mean, it's what, like 62 days-ish to Christmas? So we are thinking some of the earlier deadlines are at the beginning of December, and of course, the very end is December 31st for postmarks on envelopes. But stock trades, things like that, you know, we're probably, most people are waiting now till after the election, but then we anticipate a big jump coming after the election through the end of the year. But those deadlines are on our website, and we also have a file that we can email you if you want to check a specific way you're giving and you want to know a specific deadline.
All right, Natalie, keep up the great work. Let's talk soon. MaconCountyGives.org is the website, and you can find out about the year in charitable giving, see the young leaders in action. Just, man, I've just been so impressed with these kids. We've had other things like this in the past.
This particular batch of
there's an energy that is just incredible. Mm-hmm. They make up all of the local high schools. I mean, there's representation from everywhere.
Yeah, it's the best and brightest of kids all throughout our community.
Yeah, it really is.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.